little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And after a long 2 weeks of vacation, not really, mostly work for us, for me anyways, but Shadow Games Podcast episode 201, and we are back. Well, we've done a lot of things this past week, actually the past almost 2 weeks for me. NerdCon.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Too bad I didn't have my camera with me. Yeah, had a problem with my primary lens, so I'm getting that fixed this time. So,
bummer.
I know. A few shots of my phone, but I'll get to you guys on that in a bit. What did we play this week? Well, let's get to it. For me, of course, typical Street Fighter V. I've been playing a whole lot more Balrog on the PlayStation 4 system. And I actually did acquire a new arcade stick, a whole lot more lighter and probably as a little more better than the Mad Cat sticks that I have. Sticks that I have. This will be number 3 on the PlayStation 4 for me, so yeah. And I got 2 for the 360 and also 2. Actually, I'm using my 360 onto my Xbox One as well. That's a whole different story. But I picked up a 8 Arc Tournament Edition arcade stick, which is pretty cool. It's silent buttons from them, and it also lights up to you every time you hit it. Background is carbon fiber, well, overlaid by fake carbon fiber, and black and carbon fiber with the buttons semi-smoke, but when you hit it, it turns to a light, to like a PlayStation 4 blue color or something. There it is. Let's see, other than that, I've been trying to level up more on Balrog himself. I found George online, he kind of beat my ass a few times here and there, but nothing too crazy though. George, I will get you back. Let's see. Jeez, what else have I been playing? Well, not really a whole lot more other than I'm just reliving Half-Life. I just beat Half-Life, first one, and then I'm halfway done with Half-Life 2. Then we're going with episode 1 and episode 2. So,
okay.
Stay keeping this partially old school for you guys, alright? So,
nice.
Wayne, how about you, man? Where did I check my phone?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
Grind it!
I am. I'm doing whatever I can to get as far as I can before Rise of Iron comes out. Gotten a few more things done. Still got a lot more to do. Most of what I got left to do, I'm gonna have to partner up with people and play, like, the King's Fall Raid.
That's what you need, friends.
I know. Where are they?
Cricket.
Right. So yeah, most of that. Other than that, I've been doing Avengers Alliance on Facebook. Avengers Alliance 2 a little bit here and there. Kind of been weaning myself off of that one right away. For a little bit now anyways. We'll get more into those games in a little bit here. And then also Transformers, Battle Earth or whatever. I can't remember the title anymore. Anyways, the mobile game. I was playing that a little bit. And then, today actually I started playing a new game on my phone, which actually looks like it's gonna be kind of hilarious.
Which is?
Let me get the exact title again, because I've only played it a few times. Dumb Ways to Die 2, the games. And
here, no, let me go play. Sorry guys, I had to do this.
It gives you a map, you choose the location to go to, and there's different games within those maps. One of those games was Electrified Hurdles. And you tap the screen to jump over the hurdles. Basically, you get like 3 lives, and if you lose all 3 lives, you're dead. And there's a lot of stupid ways to die. So, kind of interesting on that one. I think that's about it for games that I've played. So, Fidel's gonna have fun with this for a few minutes.
The hell is this? Your best 250 pigeon jousting?
Yeah, I've only played a little bit of it. So.
Pigeon jousting sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Patty!
Oh, the eating. Tap the screen to eat. it's actually kind of fun to fail, too, because then you see the guy die in some weird, crazy, stupid way. Seriously.
Okay, I'll do that on the next one.
Some of the games, I haven't quite figured out how he actually survived. He's getting run over by mice right now.
Nope. Still made it. Oh. And I died.
It's kind of addicting, isn't it? So. Oh, but I think these guys want some news.
Alright, Wayne, so what do we got for news?
First thing we got up is Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary Edition World Tour.
Oh god, one of the worst Duke Nukems in my opinion.
Duke Nukem 3D, the classic? They're actually bringing it back for his 20th anniversary. They have improved the graphics.
On what?
I know.
More pixels?
Well, again, remember, this was back in the early 90s.
Pixels!
I know. They made it look a little better.
Doom was a whole lot more better than looking than that.
A little bit. better frame rates. And you can play it in either way with the new graphics or the old.
Snowy, thank you for joining us here on You Now.
Hey.
Alright, so, sorry for the interruption.
John St. John has returned to voiceover Duke Nukem again.
Nice, nice.
Providing new voice lines in the game as well. And...
Eat shit. No, I'm just kidding.
And they actually brought back the original level designers to create new levels. There's actually a new episode.
That's pretty cool. And to give you guys a heads up, Duke Nukem 3D, the 20th Anniversary Edition World Tour releases on October 11th for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC for $20.
Why not, right? Yeah, right?
$1 per year. Why as well?
I know. I think I'm going to do it. I've had every version of the game that's come out already.
I will agree with you on that. I will go ahead and get that myself too as well. Next on the news block lately here, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered will feature all 16 original maps eventually.
So
Modern Warfare Remastered is only, including the special editions of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. It released for the Xbox 4, Xbox. You can tell it's a Friday here for us, folks. We get everything screwed up. So, let me try that again. Modern Warfare Remastered is only included with special editions of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. It releases for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on November 4th. So we're about, 2 months away from...
Yeah. So it'll actually launch with 10 maps, and the other 6 maps will be added in December.
Yeah. So give you guys a heads up on that for all the Call of Duty fans right there. So Jesse and Mimi are having fun with this game, Pokemon Go. Now, the new buddy system has been confirmed, and they have new sounds too as well. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So you'll be able to pick up your favorite Pokemon from your collection to become your buddy, opening up unique in-game rewards and experiences. I know.
Jesse and Mimi are just dying right now. Awesome. So excited. I'm not a Pokemon guy. I nearly ran over 2 people because they weren't looking.
But they'll give you more details as they get closer to releasing this feature.
They said, quote unquote, right around the corner.
Yeah. Mm. So now you can pre-order your Windows 10 games from the Windows Store, including Xbox Play Anywhere titles.
Jesus, really?
Well, I think this is good because now you can go to the Windows Store on your PC, pre-order the Windows version, and then go download it on the Xbox.
Yeah, so pretty much right now this includes...
ReCore,
yep. Forza Horizons 3 and Gears of War 4. Yep. Apparently, pre-orders was not available through the Windows Store until
today.
So if you guys are trying to do something right now, it's do it again.
Yep. Pretty awesome. Next up on the list here. I was going to look at this here. Apparently, if somebody has a deal, and it's actually from Microsoft itself, they're giving you like a $50 gift card and a free game when you buy the new Xbox One S bundles.
You want to know something funny? If you guys want some good deals, always buy from Microsoft.
Yeah,
if you go for, like, myself and when George was here with us too as well, or Jorge, we always go to the Midnight Lodge for any type of game, any type of consoles. Jorge went away with an Xbox 360.
He did
as a raffle.
Yeah. I got the big Marcus Phoenix bust.
Yeah. And I actually got like two games from them too. I mean they don't skip on anything. So I'm gonna give you guys a heads up on that.
They're very good about that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So that's a good deal from Microsoft there. And that works on the Halo collections, the Madden bundle,
and the standard Xbox One S with 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
2 terabyte sounds good.
Pretty good right there.
Here you go, man, your favorite game now.
So Destiny next week, the servers will be going offline for around 8 hours.
Oh my god, people's minds are gonna lose their...
From about 8 a.m. Pacific time to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Luckily for me, I'm at work that day anyway, so okay, no big deal. But I understand a lot of people get online and play that way. So as I explained in the Bungie news post, the Destiny Companion app won't work normally during the downtime. Functionality will be limited. The full patch notes for 2.4.0 have not been released yet, or have not been posted anyways. Also explained that the Destiny's clan features will be taken offline with the release of that update.
Wow.
This is all getting ready for the new in-game clan roster system that's coming.
Good stuff.
So, just be aware that gaming for Destiny will be a little bit impacted on VAs.
Yep. Update 2.4.0.
And of course, Rise of Iron on the 20th.
Hey!
We're getting closer.
He's more excited about this than... Well, when's the last time we were excited for this about video game? Gears of War. 3.
Yeah.
Well, or, no. Transformers.
It was probably Mass Effect 3 until I started playing it.
Oh, you, myself, and Jorge, we had a field day on that one right there. We brought out the broom and the mop along with the bucket all in the same time.
Yeah.
And it's Mustafik. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our podcast, guys.
So, as I mentioned, it's one of the games I play a lot is Marvel Avengers Alliance, right?
And look what Disney has done. Disney shuts down both Marvel Avengers Alliance games.
Yeah, so not only the Avengers Alliance on Facebook, but the Avengers Alliance 2 on mobile that was just released a few months ago.
Yep.
They're going to shut it down.
And the sequels will be discontinued next month.
Yeah.
Ouch!
Yeah, so we got until the 30th to play it.
Yep.
I kind of saw the writing on the wall with the latest chapter, because one of the rewards was like almost 300 gold. Yep. And I'm like, why would they give away so much gold?
Now you know.
Something like that.
So pretty much the Disney spokesperson reached out to a very reputable source, which is GameSpot. And this is what they said. For more than 4 years, Marvel Avengers Alliance has been on the DCPI's most successful game created for Facebook, and also our hope was to continue with this year's Marvel Avengers Alliance 2. But the title has not met our performance expectations. Ouch. As a result, we have decided to focus on our efforts on new game experiences.
Yeah.
For all the people that spent money on this.
Well, here's the thing. I've been playing this for 4 years.
Since it came out.
We've gotten our money's worth. You know, that's not a big deal there. We've gotten our money's worth out of 4 years of gaming. That's well fine with that. The interesting thing to note here, a couple things, is this is a Facebook game. It's built on Flash. Flash is on its way out. So we knew they either had to cancel it or rewrite it at some point.
Yeah, on a different program.
Yeah, with like HTML5 or something. As soon as this announcement went live, we had a petition go up on change.org to get Disney to save the game, at least to the point where they could keep it running on Facebook where we can keep playing it, even if they don't add new content or allow purchases or anything like that, but just allow us to keep playing it, per se.
Uh-huh.
Within 24 hours, because this announcement was yesterday, within 24 hours, we have 25,000 signatures.
That's pretty cool.
That is amazing. That's broken some records.
That's 1,000 per hour.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of people play that game.
So, if you are one of the people who play like me, go sign the petition. Maybe we'll get lucky and Disney will change their mind and see that we got a lot of people that are still wanting to invest in this game and still put their money into it.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And we got more news here for our favorite game.
One of them.
Gears of War 4 Horde 3.0 details. Pretty much new stuff coming out.
Yeah, so there's a new class system, defense building, So I mean, we're going back to 5-player co-op.
Yep. Players can also utilize a quote unquote fabricator, which lets you build things like defenses. That defense, you know, on the phone, which
we also
really hate it.
We're gonna have a card system now to do. The gear cards can be used by players to add buffs, such as dealing 10% more damage with lancers or carrying 20% more explosive ammunition.
Oh.
Remember another game like, what was it, Tomb Raider that did something like this?
Yes, indeed.
It's not confirmed that these specific cards can be purchased through microtransactions, though. Other parts of the game will offer those too, apparently. And then purchasable cosmetic cards can be used in Horde. So we'll see how that works out.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's a pretty cool screenshot right there. So now if you guys in PAX West this weekend from September 2nd to the 5th, then you have the opportunity to play the Horde 3.0. So,
yep.
Additionally, quote unquote, a first to 15 event will be held at PAX Arena and will feature some, you know, teams of Xbox personalities, YouTubers, and professional esports players competing to get a wave 50. So, if they're streaming it, we'll let you guys know. That'll be pretty fun to watch.
I'm sure they're going to stream it somehow.
Yeah, it's a long weekend. You guys can stay up, you know, grab a couple of Chinese food and enjoy.
And of course, Gears of War 4 comes out on October 7th.
We're a little over a month. We are a month and 3 days.
I know.
We are 33 days in. Whew. All right. So, guys, as you're my favorite part of the news, games with gold.
Free games.
Yep.
Free
games. Alrighty, guys. So, if you guys have Xbox, the gold membership, Xbox One, you guys would get Earthlock, Festival of Magic from September 1st to the 30th, the whole month. WWE 2K16 from August 16th to September 15th.
Yeah, still available.
Oh, indeed. And Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, September 16th to October 15th. So pretty much the second half of September.
Yeah.
And also, Wayne?
For 360, you got Forza Horizon starting on the 1st to the 15th. And Mirror's Edge on the 16th to the 30th.
That game was fun when it first came out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just imagine a first person but non-shooter. Well, actually, it is shooter. You actually get the guns and whatnot. But it's a parkour type of you know, fun thing.
So another fun thing here coming to
Mickey H99 CCS. Thank you for joining.
Another fun thing coming to us out of
one of his favorite games,
Forza Horizon 3, which is coming up
soon.
I don't remember.
Jinx.
If you remember in the last Forza game, one of the last Forza games, we actually had the Halo Warthog in the viewable to look at it and detail it. Now in Forza Horizon 3, we get to drive it.
Can somebody like man the gun turret and shoot?
I wish.
Shoot.
I highly doubt it's gonna let us
do that. Just imagine that in Burnout Paradise or like in a Burnout game.
Oh.
If you guys have played Burnout, just imagine a Destruction Derby, but Forza Horizon style before Forza Horizon came out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it'll appear in the game. It'll be drivable.
It'll be the 350-plus vehicles will be in it. And, of course, Warthog will be one of them.
It's officially called the 2554 AMG Transport Dynamics M12S Warthog CST. It's a civilian version of the military theme truck featured in the Halo.
So,
there's no turret.
Yep, there's no turret for the Forza Horizon 3, but it does have a 720 base horsepower twin turbo V8 engine, which makes it faster than the military counterpart. So a lot more go, but not a lot of show. Still good with me.
So, I mean, this is going to be great for the rough terrain in Australia, which is where we're going in for Forza Horizon 3.
Pretty much for the people who play the Halo 5 Guardians or Halo the Master Chief Collection, will receive a code to download the car starting the week of September 5th.
Yeah.
Monday! Those who did not play either of those games can acquire the car by earning it in a quote-unquote Forza Horizon 3 event that will begin in October itself. So there are going to be more details coming out from Microsoft themselves on how the Forza / Halo partnership came pretty much in future blog posts.
Which, come on,
Look at that. 10, 20, 10, 10, 20, 20,
so
10, 20.
So many achievements. that are looking pretty sweet there for you.
Street Racing Champion. Win every street race and midnight battle, 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get it.
I don't know about all of them, but I'll get some of them.
You are an achievement whore. You will get them.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, pretty sweet there. And then, of course, this launch is on September 27th. It's a Play Anywhere title as well.
Yep. Xbox One and PC.
And if you buy the Ultimate Edition, which is $100 early, you get to play 4 days earlier.
Woo! $25 a day. Alrighty, so as I said at the beginning of the podcast, this past weekend, last weekend, I was at NerdCon 2016. It was their second year of going, and I was invited by a friend of mine who's a fellow photographer. His name is Brandon Jackson, aka Chief Geek Photography. He's a huge cosplay photography, part of the Rebel Legion Alliance, and also the 501st. So he is one of my good friends, very close friends of mine, and he invited me to this about a month ago, so I bought a pass, $20, sure, why not, give it a shot. And I was very surprised. It was a very busy, quote-unquote, Comic-Con. Well, it's not really a Comic-Con in a way, it's more of a convention. You have three different sites. You have site 1, 2, and 3. Site 2 is the main stage, where you have a little, like a cosplay runway, thingy and whatnot. And you also have like a, outdoors area. You have catering for food, and you actually like take photos outside. It was a really nice day. A little warm for San Diego, but it was still good. I wanted to see it for a couple hours because I had, plans afterwards. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. It took me about an hour or so to get my badge since I already prepaid for it. And the line was taking a little too long to get the badges. So. But let's see. But to tell you the truth, I really want to go back next year to see what kind of things they're going to fix, What was the trouble and how they're gonna fix it. As I said, I forgot to bring my camera because one, there was an issue with my lens, so I gotta get I'm getting the actual body fixed at this time, so. Little issue. Sorry, yeah. Guys. But it should be ready in about 20 days because my next con I'm gonna go to is called the Nerd Bot Con. It's gonna be held in Pasadena, and another invite from a friend of mine, Brandon, as always. So I took an offer. I bought a pass and one day pass, and we'll see how this goes. There's gonna be a lot of heavy hitting cosplayers over there. Typical Lonestar Mash. He was there at NerdBotCon, so he's gonna show up he was at NerdCon 2016.
It's Friday for us here.
Okay, and he will be also at NerdBotCon in Pasadena in the end of the month. But
nice.
Yep. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And yeah. Any more news for you, Wayne?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's been somewhat of a slow yet fascinating yet kind of
crazy week.
Yeah. Everything all rolled in one way.
No.
Shoot. What else we got? Oh, from what I've been reading during lunchtime today during work. I don't know if you guys seen, but there are new set photos for Thor Ragnarok. They have new costumes as well.
Yeah.
And also, what happened here this past week? Well, Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember which one. Ben Affleck. Did you see what he did?
I don't think I did.
He leaked a video from his phone to the internet of a person walking down the aisle. He wears black and orange. Guess who he is? Deathstroke. In full gear. We don't know who's behind the mask. We don't know who's playing the character yet. It is real. Reason being is because one, he took his phone. He kind of went off screen, but you see a lot of green screen, so it's a real deal.
Yeah.
So, Injustice, Justice League, villain, can we say? Maybe? We don't know.
Yeah.
Injustice? I don't know.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Yeah. But it looks awesome, though. But you guys gotta take it a grain of salt. It's Batman, Superman, Part 3. Oh, no, no, wait, hold on. Batman, Superman, Part 2.5 since...
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Either way,
guys, it's Zack Snyder, so... Yeah. We'll see how it is.
You never know what
he's doing. We don't know if he's gonna show up in Justice. We don't know if he's gonna show up in Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg. We don't know, so...
Yeah.
We'll see how that one goes. My back itches right now. So, so that's about it for us this week, guys. Again, look us up on our Facebook page, Two Shots of Geek. Instagram, same way, at Two Shots of Geek. And also our main webpage to see what's going on with the current world of geekness going on here, www.twoshotsofgeek.com. And, you know, we always keep that updated with articles, reviews, and also this podcast, too, as well. So... guys, what's up?
Peace out.
Yeah, all right, guys. So, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. I'm hungry. Let's go.
Me too.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.